Water, often taken for granted, is the lifeblood of our bodies. Yet, in the hustle and bustle of daily life, it's easy to forget how crucial it is to stay hydrated. Dehydration is a silent adversary, creeping up on us without warning, and its effects can be more severe than many realize. This was something even one of the most disciplined athletes of our time, Michael Phelps, experienced. Known for his rigorous training and Olympic feats, Phelps once shared that, despite his strict routines, he had underestimated the importance of hydration during his intense workouts. It was a lesson learned the hard way, as he experienced dizziness and fatigue, a stark reminder that even the best of us can overlook the basics. Welcome back to Health Square, where we delve into the everyday health issues that significantly impact our lives. I'm Bills, and today we're focusing on a topic that might seem straightforward but is absolutely vital to our well-being: hydration. Dehydration can happen to anyone, whether you're a busy professional, a fitness enthusiast, or simply someone who isn't drinking enough water. But don't be fooled. While the concept of staying hydrated might sound simple, the effects of dehydration are complex and can be severe if left unchecked. Let me begin with a story about Sam, a friend of mine who embodies the modern-day juggling act. Sam is a father of two, works a demanding job, and still finds time to hit the gym several times a week. His life is a whirlwind, but he manages it all, or so it seemed. One day, after an especially intense workout, Sam started feeling dizzy and weak. He brushed it off, thinking he was just tired. But when a pounding headache set in, he realized something was off. What Sam was experiencing were the classic signs of dehydration, an issue that could have been easily prevented if he had prioritized hydration as much as he did his workouts. Recognizing the symptoms of dehydration. Dehydration occurs when your body loses more fluids than it takes in, and it can sneak up on you if you're not vigilant. The symptoms can range from mild to severe, but they all serve as critical signals from your body that something isn't right. Consider Jenna, another example. Jenna's life is a constant hustle. She's on her feet all day, managing a demanding career and a busy household. So engrossed in her daily tasks, Jenna often forgets to drink water. One particularly hectic afternoon, she noticed her mouth felt dry, her energy was waning, and by the evening, she was nursing a severe headache, feeling completely drained. What Jenna didn't realize was that she was exhibiting classic signs of dehydration, thirst, dry mouth, and fatigue. These symptoms are your body's way of signaling that it needs more fluids. As dehydration progresses, the symptoms can become more severe. You might notice your urine is darker than usual, or you might not be urinating as frequently. This happened to Mike, an avid hiker, during a challenging trek. Mike, always prepared, thought he had packed enough water. However, by the time he reached the summit, he was feeling lightheaded and had only urinated once all day, a clear sign that his body was not getting the hydration it needed. Later, when nausea and dizziness set in, Mike realized he was severely dehydrated. In extreme cases, dehydration can cause confusion, rapid heartbeat, and even unconsciousness. I recall an incident with my grandmother during a particularly hot summer. She became dehydrated without even realizing it. What began as mild disorientation quickly escalated to confusion and instability, symptoms that alarmed the entire family. A trip to the doctor revealed that she was dangerously dehydrated. Her experience underscores the importance of recognizing dehydration, especially in older adults who are more susceptible to its effects. The risks of dehydration, more than just thirst. Dehydration is more than just a thirst that can be quenched with a glass of water. It can have serious, sometimes life-threatening consequences if not addressed. Understanding the risks associated with dehydration can help you prevent more severe health issues in the future. Take Emma, a university student, as an example. Balancing her classes, a part-time job, and an active social life, Emma often forgot to drink enough water, especially when stressed. During her final exams, she noticed that she was unusually anxious and struggled to concentrate. Her heart was racing, and she felt on edge. The culprit: mild dehydration. Dehydration can impair cognitive function and mood, affecting your ability to think clearly and make decisions, critical skills during exams or in high-pressure situations. On the other end of the spectrum is Carol, who experienced the more severe risks of dehydration. Carol loves gardening and spends hours tending to her plants, especially during the summer. However, one sweltering day, she neglected to drink enough water. Later that evening, she felt extremely fatigued and noticed her muscles cramping. What began as dehydration quickly escalated to heat exhaustion, a serious condition that, if left untreated, can lead to heat stroke. Thankfully, Carol recognized the signs and sought help, but it was a close call. This situation highlights how dehydration can lead to serious conditions like heat exhaustion and heat stroke, both of which require immediate medical intervention. Dehydration poses significant risks for older adults as well. As we age, our sense of thirst diminishes, making it easier to become dehydrated without realizing it. For elderly individuals, dehydration can lead to complications such as low blood pressure, fainting, or even kidney failure. This was a real concern for my grandmother during that hot summer. Her experience served as a stark reminder of the importance of staying hydrated, particularly for the elderly or those with existing health conditions. How to stay hydrated, tips for every day. Now that we've covered the symptoms and risks associated with dehydration, let's talk about practical steps you can take to ensure you stay hydrated and maintain your body's fluid balance. One of the most straightforward ways to stay hydrated is to incorporate water into your daily routine. Take Lisa, for instance. She's always been mindful of her health and starts each day with a large glass of water before anything else. This simple habit sets the tone for the rest of her day. The general recommendation is to drink about 8 8-ounce glasses of water a day, but this can vary depending on your activity level, climate, and overall health. If you're exercising or spending time in hot weather, you'll need to drink more to replace the fluids lost through sweat. Hydration isn't just about drinking water, though. Joe, who struggles with remembering to drink enough water, started adding more hydrating foods to his diet, such as watermelon, cucumbers, and oranges. These foods have a high water content and can help you stay hydrated even if you're not drinking as much water as you should. Adding these types of foods to your meals can make a significant difference in your hydration levels. Listening to your body's signals is also crucial. If you're feeling thirsty, tired, or lightheaded, these are your body's early warnings that it needs more fluids. Rachel, who's always on the go, carries a water bottle with her everywhere she goes. This simple habit serves as a constant reminder to take sips throughout the day. It's a small change that's had a significant impact on her overall energy levels and well-being. For those who find plain water unappealing, there are plenty of alternatives to help you stay hydrated. My sister, who's never been a fan of plain water, started drinking herbal teas and infusing her water with fruits like lemon or berries. This not only makes the water more palatable, but also adds a burst of flavor without the added sugars found in many commercial drinks. However, be mindful of beverages with added sugars or caffeine, as these can sometimes exacerbate dehydration rather than prevent it. Being aware of situations that can increase your risk of dehydration is also essential. Chris, an avid runner, always plans ahead when he's going for a long run in the heat. He ensures he's well hydrated before, during, and after his workout, and he also brings along an electrolyte drink to replenish the minerals lost through sweat. If you know you'll be in a situation where you're likely to lose more fluids, such as exercising or being outdoors in hot weather, it's important to drink extra water and monitor your hydration levels closely. Conclusion: prioritize hydration for better health. Dehydration is more than just a simple thirst. It's a condition that can have serious consequences for your health if not addressed. By understanding the symptoms, recognizing the risks, and taking proactive steps to stay hydrated, you can protect your body and maintain your overall well-being. Before we wrap up, let's revisit Sam's story. After that dizzying experience at the gym, Sam made a conscious effort to prioritize his hydration. He started carrying a large water bottle with him to work and the gym, and set reminders on his phone to drink water throughout the day. This small change has made a big difference in how he feels every day, and it's a simple step that we can all take to improve our health. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the importance of staying hydrated. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, staying hydrated is one of the simplest yet most powerful ways to care for your health. So drink up, stay healthy, and until next time, take care.